today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, Salaamu Alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Tuesday, is the 23rd of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Holy Quran at the beginning of this episode and we'll listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 40, and then we'll learn one important point about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Muhammad is not the father of any one of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and last of the prophets, and ever is Allah of all things knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse is the only verse which consists of both name of the Holy Prophet and has mentioned his messengership in the form of two titles, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, the Seal of the Prophets. Moreover, the holy verse also hints to this fact that the Prophet's passion is above the passion of a father to his child, because his passion is the messenger's passion to the ummah, especially the holy messenger, who knows there will become no messenger after him, and he must foresee whatever is necessary for the ummah until the hereafter carefully and with utmost sympathy.
على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه. عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
This is today's special, and we'll learn about the morals and the behavior of the Holy Prophet. The purpose of all the revealed books has always been inner purification. Prophet Abraham prayed to his Lord to send to his descendants a messenger who would recite his signs to them, teach them the scripture, and purify them. This great purpose is what Prophet Muhammad declared when he said, "I have only been sent to perfect good moral characters." The good moral character referred to here is comprehensive. It includes how we conduct ourselves with our Lord, how each of us relates to his or herself, and how we treat other people. The Prophet's statement implies there are two types of good moral conduct. The first is common knowledge. People know it instinctively. The other type is that which completes and perfects it. This cannot be known without Allah's guidance through revelation. The Prophet was sent to teach it to the people as part of the messenger he brought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unlike grants and despotic rulers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never looked at those who were addressing him with half-closed eyes. The Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not care to sit down in the seat of honor in gathering, and on entering any place would sit down in the first empty seat available. We can easily compare this beautiful behavior of the Holy Prophet with those who we have in mind among the arrogant people who prefer to be seated at the very best, at the best places in any congregation or any assemblies. He did not let anybody stand up before him and treated others most respectfully. Of course, the virtuous people were most revered by him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was justly angered when he observed a violation of God's commands and of Islam, and was most pleased at the good deeds. Both his pleasure and displeasure were for God. He would never allow anybody to accompany him on foot when he himself was riding. He would pick him up beside himself if he was able, and if not, the Holy Prophet of Islam gave him a time for an appointment in a given place and would ride alone. On group journeys, the Prophet ﷺ would work like the others and would never let anybody work instead of him. Once on a journey, his companions asked him to allow him to do the work. In answer to this request, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "I do not like to be treated as if I were privileged, because God does not like any of his creatures to consider himself privileged and to be treated as if he was privileged over others." This is what the Holy Prophet said.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Be with us. This is the Prophet's cleanliness and orderliness. The Holy Prophet of Islam was fond of scent and spent more on buying perfumes than on food. His pleasant smell filled the air of any place he passed, so that whosoever passed there knew that the Holy Prophet of Islam had passed that way. He used to brush his teeth frequently and washed his blessed hands, both before and after meals. Whenever the Prophet of Islam was about to leave his house, he would look into a mirror or into water. He always left home with a clean, pleasant appearance.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
From the list of value lessons from Prophet Muhammad's life, we're rich to honesty in conducting trade. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was extremely honest and trustworthy in his day-to-day affairs. This was a rare quality in the era he lived, when merchants and vendors used to swindle and deceive the customers to petty profits. When he left on a trade journey, his female employer at the time, Hazrat Khadija, sent another employee to accompany the Prophet to observe the way he dealt her goods. His findings indicated that Khadija's business was being handled by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, with utmost diligence and sincerity. Upon return, the Prophet came bearing handsome profits on account of his honest dealings. This unique characteristics of Holy Prophet impressed her so much that later on she sent him a proposal of marriage, which ultimately Prophet Muhammad accepted.
Look at the life of the Prophet, we find that the Prophet was truly sublime in his character. He was consistently a man of sublime character. Nothing swayed him. His position in society, the money that he had, the place that he had in society, the strength that he had, none of this changed. Because when we look at the life of the Prophet, we find that the Prophet, even before he became a messenger, that he lived a life of poverty. And even in fact afterwards, that he lived a life of poverty. That he was not one who was egotistical. And this did not change the Prophet's akhlaq, his manners, his ethics, his inner disposition, his sublime morals. It did not change from before he had access to wealth to after he had access to wealth. It did not change him. From before he had leadership in society and after he had maintained leadership. From before he had power to after he had acquired power. Nothing changed him. He always maintained his sublime character. And this is the essence of what it means to have morals and ethics.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. There was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen rahmatan lil alamin. بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.